Oh, yeah. He's out of prison, folks.
DMX. Let me hear your dog bark. Woof, 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 woof.
Sorry, I was pretty excited, DMX, getting out of jail last week. You know what I mean? Time to party up in here. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number, 833-563-2539. A conversation we're having right now for Joe wants to know, it's kind of my wife's question, Lindsay wants to know, we had this discussion, we've had it several times, not as nice as we're about to, but if someone doesn't keep their proposal promises, is that grounds for a divorce?
Like, what does a proposal promise mean?
Well, let me go over, because I asked my wife, like, okay, can you give me some examples, Lindsay, of things that I, quote unquote, promised to you when I dropped to my knee, because I remember some of them, but here we go, what did I write down? I told her, I'm like, hey, I want to spend the rest of life with you. I want to keep on going on adventures with you. I want to try new things together, because we used to do that. But Alex, you know me. I am the laziest person in the world. I make sloths look slow, okay? That's just what I am. And here's what she said.
The one thing you and I have in common.
Very true. And she said, I kind of like bait and switched her. She said, instead of doing all that, we sit on the couch because apparently I'm too lazy to put pants on.
Well, so true.
I just like to be in my underwear when I'm at home, but that's a whole other story.
So then what did she say about divorce?
Well, she's just like, you know, like when you promise somebody something and that's the reason they marry you and they love you and they date you. Like if I didn't do any of those things when I was dating my wife, my now wife, Lindsay, and then like when I proposed to her, she wouldn't have wanted to marry me. You know what
Wait,
I mean?
Wait, she said if she would have known how you are now, she would have not married you.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I don't want to put words in her mouth. I think so. I mean, she feels duped.
She said like that if she wanted to, this would be grounds for divorce, is what she said. It would be if she wanted to.
Yeah, or that she would have never even married me.
Oh, my God.
I think, well, I mean, it's an interesting question. I don't think we're talking about it, so it's a good thing that we're talking about it.
Uh-huh.
Carly, what do you think? Do you think my wife Lindsay should file today or what?
Okay, so here's the thing. When you propose to somebody, like, you're younger than you are now. As you grow and as you change, as you get older, life changes. The things that you wanted to do once may not be things that you want to do anymore. And so not necessarily breaking promises per se, but not, like, you change. Like, you're not the same person that you were. And you don't have the same aspirations and the same desires to do things. So I don't think it would be, you know, means for a divorce. And when you get married, you stay for better or for worse.
That is true. And this just might be the worst part.
True.
Hey, Carly, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. Porkchop, are you ever thinking about actually proposing to your boyfriend, Chase? It's only been 7 years. I know it hasn't been that long, so I don't know if you were maybe thinking about doing it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But I don't think, I don't know, I didn't imagine a proposal being like a whole vow listing. Like, I don't know,
Yeah, when you drop, like, Alex, do you expect the Egyptian, if he ever does propose to you, to have some promises, like, for the rest of your life, or no?
Well, yeah, just, like, things you say, like, you know, why he loves me, and what he envisions. I think those are normal things that, you know, there are variations of proposals, but people definitely do include in there sometimes, like, you know, I really am looking forward to doing this, this, and this with you. You know, I can't wait to grow old with you, things like that.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Lexus.
Hey, Lexus, what do you think?
I think, like the last person said, things change, life changes, people change, but it's also never too late to start doing that stuff again. So you can still go on adventures and try new things. It's just starting over again.
Yeah, but also part of choosing somebody to marry is understanding what is a personality trait of theirs that is not going to change. And I think it is Joe's personality to be more of a homebody.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I like having people over to my home, but I don't like to go out that often.
But like nobody listening is shooketh right now that Lindsay was all like, if I wanted it to be, this could be grounds for divorce. Like, I am beside myself.
Ryan, what do you think about this?
Yeah, Alex, I definitely agree with you, like 110%. Like, I cannot believe that she said that, honestly. Me and my fiance have been, I cannot believe that she said that. Like, speaking from a guy's point, if my fiance ever told me that, like, oh, if I could, I would divorce you. Like, if I would have known this before, like, are you kidding me? I would be like, all right, well, there's the door. Like, you knew how I was before you married me. And in a sense, that person will always be there. I'm a homebody too, Joe. I totally understand. I love to be at home. I like to be in my underwear when I'm at home. I work 11 hours a day. So I can't believe she said I'm like shaking. That blew me away.
Be home bros. You know what I mean? We can just hang out and do stuff at home.
In your underwear?
Yeah, just two home bros doing the thing, man. Hey,
but
thank you.
I mean, that's the thing, though, is that she claims, though, that you changed from when you were dating to being married, correct?
Yes, but Alex, I will admit, I really put in effort.
So Trina tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. She says, let's keep it real. Joe only proposed because she gave him an ultimatum. Your wife is telling you she needs you to step up. Either step up or let her go find someone who will, because at this rate, your marriage is going to end in 2 years, three times. Tops. Is that true? You only proposed because you were given an ultimatum?
I mean, that there's part of the reason I think I proposed sooner than I would have. I was dating Lindsay at the time for, I think, a year and a half, 2 years. We've been together, like, dating and married for about 6 or 7.
But what is it that she said whenever you told her you needed to move to another state for work?
It's like, you ain't getting this cookie. No, just kidding. She didn't say that. No, she didn't say anything, but it's just we are 7 hours away.
I thought she said either propose to me or we're breaking up.
Well, there was talks kind of like that.
Okay, that's an ultimatum.
There wasn't necessarily an ultimatum. Chris, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's interesting, man. Just, you know, talking about my marriage and stuff, you know, everyday things. What are you doing? What do you think?
Well, I think you have stopped dating your wife. I think you're not trying anymore.
I, you know what, Chris? I don't think you're that wrong about it. And it's not that I don't love my wife. I think I definitely did a lot better than I do now. How about that?
Yeah, you want an idea how to get going on that?
Oh, God, yeah. I would love some help. What do you think?
Yeah, go open up Groupon and just start dating her with Groupon dates. So,
dude,
like, pick something and go.
Chris, you're turning me on, because Groupon is a deal, isn't it? Like, you save money?
Yeah. So, my wife and I do this. We threw axes.
Yes! Axe throwing is so fun!
Yeah, we did a bunch of other things, but she's basically telling you, like, hey, you used to try and now you're not.
Do you think Lindsay is warning Joe without saying the words, like, get it together, bucko, or I will divorce you?
Yeah, and trust me, I've been divorced twice.
Ooh, so he knows the signs.
All right, yikes. Chris. Hey, DM us in case you have a good divorce lawyer. I'd like to know that, just in case it happens.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You, buddy. Well, he's been divorced twice. He probably knows how it works. Elizabeth, we'll wrap it up with you here on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
Well, I was just saying that it sounds like a lot of the pressure is on Joe, and it seems like a little bit of the responsibility needs to be on Lindsay, because she should know who she married before she's married them, and if she's marrying someone just based off of promises, I mean, you got to know who you're marrying before you marry them.
Well, I mean, now, the only reason I'm doing this is because I'm going to get my ass beat later. I'm going to defend my wife. But, I mean, like, if I... She says I kind of duped her, or it's like bait and switch is what she described the other night when we were having a loud talk.
But I agree. Dust till you part.
Okay, no, but I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying I tried to dupe my wife, but I know for a fact the Joe that I am today is not the same Joe that was dating Lindsay.
But how so? Like, explain to us in your words why you think that.
Alex, like, I really was like, I used to get her flowers every week. I don't think I've got her flowers for a couple of months now. Like, I used to do, like, I just used to be a good guy. Just all the little things, that, like, little attention to detail.
So
I used to leave her notes
and stuff.
So if you
recognize what the problem is, why don't you just do it?
I don't know.
Do you think that subconsciously you just actually don't care that much about saving your marriage?
No, I do. Otherwise, if I didn't care, I wouldn't worry about it.
But you're worrying without action.
I know. Maybe I feel paralyzed. I don't know. I mean, I talk to my therapist about it all the time.
And what does she say?
I got to do something. She's like, oh, wait, let's hold that thought for next session. Oh, God. All right, Elizabeth, thank you for calling in there. Lindsay, if you hear this podcast later, if all your coworkers talk about it, because now I'm going to get in trouble for it. I do love you, and I'm trying my best, because I actually am trying. It's a little things, and I know these aren't adventures, but I've been going out lately with her to go grocery shopping, and she really appreciates me spending time
with
her.
That's good.
So, God, I hate grocery shopping, though. What a hellhole.
Yeah, I do, too.
But you know what, though? I do it because I love her.
I order my groceries to be delivered to me, so I don't have to get up, because that's how lazy I am.